The Chambers of Fornicators by Aston Adam Mbaya in Congo 18. Brother and sisters, the mercy of the Lord is on the earth abundantly, but everybody will face the justice and holiness of God in the afterlife. We have been taught that God is only love, yet the Lord is also a God of justice and holiness. When you read the Bible properly, you will see that not all preachers are preaching the truth. You are accepting the gospel of money, luxury, and worldly treasure that will lead you to the place of perdition. The Bible says the Lord will send the spirit of lies so that they will believe in lies. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. 1 Kings 22:22 And the Lord said, unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also, go forth and do so. Thus people believe in the so-called gospel of prosperity, glory, and success. They think they are going to heaven with the worldly gospel. Yet 85% of people in hell have no understanding of the kind of sins and offenses that led them to that place. I said in the beginning that I have visited the 351 chambers of hell during 351 days. This was in the framework of the call of God and the anointing of the Lord Jesus. It was actually the Lord Jesus who came to my house to take me to visit the 351 chambers of hell. Not just hell, but also the kingdom of paradise. The kingdom of the tribunal of the Lord. The world of Satan. The world of prayer and fulfillment and blessing. These are the experiences I had with God. I said last time I visited the chambers of those who were condemned for sexual immorality. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits fornication sins against his own body. 19 Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit in you, whom you have of God? And you are not your own. Beloved, I talked about those who had sex in their thoughts and their dreams and their eyes. They were stained and could not enter the kingdom of God. I am not giving this testimony to scare people, but to edify God's people so that those that are deviant would come back to the way of the Lord. When we were leaving the place of those who had sex in dreams, thoughts and eyes, we rose up higher above the valley and we crossed the border to another region of hell. When we came down, we were above the river of flames where people were screaming as they were burned in fire. Brother and sister, hell is a volcanic kingdom where there is no wind and no water like in our world. I saw that there was no sun in hell but thick darkness in the atmosphere. As we were moving, I saw damned souls being tormented by fire and demons. I said to the Lord, why is that men are burning in the fire but demons are not burning? The Lord said, their time has not yet come but the time of their punishment is coming. When we reached the peak of the mountain, I thought I would see a flat land but we saw another valley that was very deep, full of river of burning lava and screams of pain were rising from the valley. The Lord said, this valley is the valley of those who had sexual intercourse out of marriage. It is the valley of fornicators. Let descend and see their torment. Brother, when we were descending in this valley, the fire was intense and souls were burned in very high temperatures and screaming. The torment was intense and unbearable. In view of these horrors, I was crying. I said, Lord, I cannot bear this horror. Please return my soul to the surface. I promise to tell the world about this place. The Lord said, this is for your interest. You got to warn the world that hell is real. When we reached the ground of this valley, I saw a river of lava that was splashing like an ocean wave and hitting the rocks. At this point, I could hear intense screams of the lost souls, but I could not see them. Then we enter inside the river of lava and we descended deep beneath the lava. Immediately I began to see a pit of fire. In the first pit, I saw a lady who had her hands tied behind her back. And her legs were spread. I saw that she was tormented by 6 huge rats that were devouring her genital parts. All her body was burned in the fire, but her private part was not burning, for it was devoured by these huge rats. When the lady saw the Lord, she begged for help. She said, Lord, pity my soul, have mercy. Now I believe in you now. I accept you in my life and I give up my sins. I want to get back in the right way and walk in your principle. I was ignorant about this place. I thought hell does not exist. I thought it was just talk, but now I believe. Lord, give me 1 minute to return to earth and to tell the people of the world that hell exists. Just give me 30 seconds. When I return to earth, I will repent and keep your word and fear you. I will be faithful and obedient. When I looked at the Lord, I saw that he was crying and I was also crying. The Lord said to the lady, my daughter, you had so many opportunities to repent on earth, but you refused to do so. How can you say that you will repent in 30 seconds? You had a lifetime of opportunity that you have squandered. You knew that my word was against illicit sexual acts, but you went on to have sex out of marriage. It is too late, for your judgment has been pronounced. It is written that the fornicator has his portion in eternal punishment. This is your inheritance, for I cannot do anything for you anymore. Revelation 21:8. But for the fearful, and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and fornicators, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, their part shall be in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The Lord said, It is too late. The woman kept begging the Lord. She said, Lord, have mercy. Grant me favor, please. The Lord said, At this stage, there is nothing I can do. Then the woman got silent, watching the Lord, for she knew that she was not leaving this horrendous place. And she asked the Lord to remove these huge rats that were devouring her private part, but the Lord said, My daughter, I love you, but I cannot do anything. It is too late. She said to the Lord, If you really love me, you would have saved me from this place. The Lord, who was in tears, turned his attention to me, and he looked at me in the eyes and said, Aston, do not wait until it is too late. Go tell the inhabitants of the world they should not wait until it becomes too late. Things should not reach this level. You're gonna tell the people of the world that scorn my servants, warning them. Time is short and judgment is near. Every man will be held accountable for his deeds. The Lord was talking to me, and the lady was also hearing his warning silently. Then she began to beg the Lord again to have mercy on her. I saw that the Lord had shed a lot of tears for the lady, and the Lord's garment was wet because of the tears. He was pouring a lot of tears for the lady. As the Lord was looking at the lady, he said to me, You see, this lady has lost her virginity at the age of 14. She was not a prostitute, but whenever she was engaged with a man for 6 months or 2 years, they were having sexual intercourse like married people. One day she fell sick and she had a headache that led her to death. People have to keep the principle of God for sexuality, and the word is against sexual activity out of marriage. Finally, we left this woman. When we reached the following pit, I saw a man that was climbing his pit. He was saying, I must leave this pit. I cannot take it anymore. I saw that the pit was like 30 meters and his pain was intense inside. And he wanted to come out of it. He was climbing to come out, and when he reached the top of the pit, I saw a demon showing up, and this demon trampled on him. As a result, he fell down. I was pained to see how he fell down in an altitude of 30 meters. And the demon descended down there and began to trample on him. His bones were broken, but he was not dying. He was crying and saying, This is unbearable. I cannot take it. I want to die. What have I done to suffer this? I want to die. I said, Lord, what has he done to deserve this torture? The Lord said, This man was not a prostitute, for he only slept with one woman all his life, who was his wife, but he had sexual intercourse with his wife during engagement before marriage. They were living like married people, and after many years they got married and they had children. And they lived in marriage for 40 years. And when he died, he fell here. I said, Lord, it is true that they had sex before marriage. But they got married and he was faithful to the same woman. The Lord said, Marriage does not erase sin, but my blood does. I said, Lord, he was faithful in marriage and they were already married despite sex in the engagement period. I was like a lawyer defending this man before the Lord. Jesus said, My son, marriage does not remove sins they have committed in engagement. They have failed to confess and ask for forgiveness for those sins before marriage. That is why he is here. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Beloved, we must learn to confess and turn away. It is not because I am testifying that I am worthy to enter the kingdom of heaven. We all have to humble ourselves. Testifying is just the grace that I have received, but we must fight and battle to save our souls. When we confess our sin, we must make sure that we are moving away from these sins. We must come back to the way of the Lord, abandoning the old way. We were in this chamber of sexual sin. When we moved to the next pit, I saw a demon raping a woman. This demon was rotting and there were worms all over his body. And when he was raping this woman, all the worms on his body were falling, covering the woman. I said, Lord, what has the lady done to suffer such torment? The Lord said, The lady was attached to sexual activity. It was like a game for her. She had no limit. She slept with men without reservation, and this is her torment. When we moved to the next pit, I saw a man who was skeletal. He was inside hot oil boiling and burning him. However, his genital part was still flesh and disproportionate. I saw that a demon introduced a hook in his genitalia, which was voluminous. This was horror. I said, Lord, what has this man done to be tormented this way? The Lord said, One day he was at home resting. His younger sister received the visit of her friend, but she was away. Given this man's sister was away, he took this opportunity to make advances on her sister's friend. The latter said to him, "I am a friend of your sister and we have become like a family. I cannot accept this behavior. This is not right and it will not work." When the young lady refused this man, the man was embarrassed but he was unwilling to give up. The man said to the young lady, "It's okay, let's forget about this and let's consider that it never happened. But there is something to drink. Let me offer you some juice." However, the young woman began to feel insecure and insisted that she had to leave, but this man continued to insist to offer her something to drink. In the end, the young lady accepted to wait because of the man's insistence. This man went inside his room and undressed, and he came out of his room naked before the young lady. He asked her to sleep with him, but the young woman refused to sleep with him. The man grabbed the young woman in order to force her. And while they were struggling, thankfully for the lady, there was a knock on the door. It was actually this man's father that was knocking on the door. Quickly, the man went back in his room and dressed. And he had never slept with the young lady. However, he has failed to confess the exposure of his nakedness and genital organ to the lady. Thus his male organ is being tortured in hell. Brother, the member of our body that takes us to hell will be tormented. Since this man has exposed his male organ to the young woman, his male organ was being pulled with hook by a demon. And that was his torment. And I saw that his private part was rotting and was pulled with a hook. Then we moved on to a place where there were women who had suffered rapes in their lives. I said, "These women were raped in their lives. They are the ones who have suffered the rape and abuse. Why should they be here?" The Lord said, "Let us move forward and see." As we went forward, I saw a woman laying on the ground. Her legs were spread and cockroaches were coming out of her private part. And her chest was cut and worms were coming out. She was saying, "I have done nothing to be here. I don't deserve it." I asked, "What has she done?" The Lord said, "She was raped by soldiers in the war-torn east of Congo. When these soldiers have finished raping her, they cut her belly with machetes and she died." The Lord said, "If only she was my servant and my daughter, she would not have fallen in this place. It is because she died in sin that she fell here." Then we continue to move in this place of sexual sin punishment. Then I saw a hole, and from that hole, there were screams of torment. And when we got there, I saw people standing and shivering. When I looked at these people, I saw that they were covered all over the body with cockroaches. Their bodies were completely covered with these cockroaches and they were shivering. The Lord said, "These people you see here have dishonored themselves by having sex in bars, in tunnels, in cars and public places. Since they have dishonored themselves in public places, they are being dishonored here in this dark hall." This was my visit to the Valley of Fornicators. 1 Corinthians 7:2 Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. 1 Corinthians 5:1 It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Ephesians 5:3 But fornication, and all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. 1 Corinthians 6:13 Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Ezekiel 16:26 Thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians thy neighbors, great of flesh, and hast increased thy whoredoms, to provoke me to anger. Matthew 19:9 And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. 1 Corinthians 10:8 Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Galatians 5:19 Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Jude 1:7 As Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities around them, in like manner to these, committing fornication, and going away after other flesh, laid down an example before times, undergoing vengeance of everlasting fire. Revelation 2:14 But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. 1 Corinthians 5:11 But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one know not to eat. Revelation 9:21 Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Matthew 5:32 But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. Revelation 2:21 And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Numbers 25:1 And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. Mark 7:21 For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. Acts 15:20 But that we write unto them, that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. 2 Corinthians 12:21 And lest, when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed. Matthew 15:19 For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. 1 Corinthians 5:10 Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. 1 Corinthians 7:1 Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Galatians 5:21 Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 5:9 I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Ephesians 4:19 Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Acts 15:29 That ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. Acts 21:25 As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Colossians 3:5 Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Hebrews 12:16 Lest there be any fornicator, or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Hebrews 13:4 Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. 1 Timothy 1:10 For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other things that is contrary to sound doctrine. Revelation 22:15 For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Leviticus 18:6 None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him, to uncover their nakedness, I am the Lord. 1 John 1:9 If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ephesians 5:33 Nevertheless let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband.